You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful for you and pray that you are always finding more inspiration, more motivation to be ever more disciplined, to be ever more centered in the reality of dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And to know that our now time is the right time for going deeper, for reaching higher, to stand in ever greater degrees of conscious integrity, clarity, care, love, and the ability to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in our now moment. Because the need is great, and the longing, the calling, has been issued from the exalted realms, and those of us who have an ear to hear, those of us who have an eye to see, those of us who care to truly honor and to be a glory unto the lineages that we represent and to really love that which beats our hearts and breathes us with our whole body, heart, with all of our mind, with all of our might, to come to a place and space where we are truly gaining greater degrees of harmony with the whole of existence, with the intelligence of existence, with the laws of existence, so that we are truly successful in our living. And because we have been socialized under a culture, or what I refer to as a death culture, those who have influenced us to believe that it's okay to be killing ourselves because we have to die from something anyway. Under a death culture that has created multi-trillion dollar business and economy in creating sickness, illness, disease, and death. In a culture that feels as though the systems that men create have a greater degree of sanctity and sacredness and obligation for us to follow that than the laws that govern us. We are in a now moment that requires us to really care, to walk in the light of the truth of the ones that we actually are, to be in a place and space where we understand that it's men and womaned men, those who get up and go to work every day and whose works are laying foundation for more of the tragedy and the travesties, and we can no longer be participatory in undermining ourselves, being in a place and space where we are feeling though, you know, it's okay to work on behalf of the Luciferian forces because of the laissez-faireian forces that say, let the buyer beware. You know, the system of things does not have any responsibility because we're not being forced to do anything, but we are being sublimated and behaviorally modified through the addition of all of the synthetics and all of the chemicals and all of the artificially colored and artificial flavors and the FD&C colorings and all of these things that are laden in the food that is being packaged and sits on shelves indefinitely, and we feel all right with that. And so it's important to me that it becomes important to you to know that we have options, that we do not have to participate with our own demise. We should not be in a mindset where we're all right with being all wrong, or that we feel as though being all wrong puts us in a place where we have to march for rights to be conferred upon us by those who are not quite right with life. And being rightly aligned in the exaltation of a full life's urge, being rightly aligned in knowing that there's order in existence, there's law in existence, and the law is in the progression of the order. And if we truly care to prosper, then it behooves us to come to the place and space where we care to be in order and in harmony by exalting a full life's urge to do nothing to undermine ourselves, to do everything we possibly can to be cleared of the pain, the frustration, the disdain, the resentments, the anger, the fixation, all of those emotions that literally have us in a place where we are easily perturbed and upset, walking around with chips on our shoulders, as it said, but to be in a place where your heart is heavy and it whittles away at our degrees of worthiness, self-worthiness and deservedness and our self-esteem. And when we have been in violation, when we have been socialized to be on the path of adulteration, where we are no longer what the Creator intended, then the right action is to clear ourselves, clean ourselves, to accept that there is a program that is in full effect to put us in a place where we're all right with being all wrong. And as a result of the wrongs that we have participated with, those things that have undermined us, those tragedies and travesties that bring guilt and shame and blame and all of that, we are having to let go of it, to realize that the real healing that needs to happen has to happen spiritually, mentally, emotionally, as well as physically. But the clearing and the cleansing has to happen spiritually, mentally, emotionally, so that the healing can truly happen physically, and the cleansing physically. And whichever way you are inclined to approach it first, the wholeness means that you can't ignore any faction, any part of yourself. That we're spirits in these bodies, and that within the body, the physical body, the denser physical body, there are light bodies, emotional bodies, mental body, in terms of the realm of thought and the realm of our emotions, and all of these things are impacted and affected, influenced by the way we were raised, the relationships that we've had, the sense of abandonment or aloneness, the trespasses and the violations against us, whether it was physical abuse or sexual abuse or verbal abuse, or whether we were really experiencing a deep sense of belonging and loving and feel as though we had the best of everything. But then the impact and effect of what we have consumed over the years in the candies and the other sugar-laden things, the cakes, the cookies, the pies, the chips, the Doritos, the hot fries, all of the things that are marketed to children. And this is where we have to realize that we have all been impacted and affected by it. But to continue it now that we realize how detrimental these things are, and those families and companies and corporations that have taken responsibility for every aspect of bringing these things to market, that now we should be mature enough to know that our responsibility, duty, and obligation on the planet as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, is to be about the perpetuation of lineages, to be about the business of investing in and cultivating the light of the beings themselves, the light and the love of the people themselves, to come to that place and space where nobody can be authorized by the intelligence of existence to be the perpetuators and the legislators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood, or to feel that to lay foundation for generations of financial support so that that which has no value and has no substance is being commercially advertised to us as if it is the thing to participate in. That it's fun to be robbed of the substance of yourself with that which has no substance, nothing that the body needs. But because it feels good, it's a party wherever these things show up. And at every party, these things are showing up because we have been programmed to bring that which has no life force, that which has no substance, that which gives nothing but takes from us. And we consume it more and have greater access to that than that which is revitalizing and alkalizing and hydrating and oxygenating to promote cellular regeneration and optimum cellular functioning. So now we have to begin to reach for those things. We have to begin to really care to be in the best shape that we can be in, to come to a place where we're understanding that to be in the progression of life requires a conscious care to be attending to that which is light. To be in the progression of life in this now moment demands of us to have the time and take the time to attend to that which is our life and our life force, and to do that which enhances, increases, and adds unto, to really lay foundation for the resubstantiation of who we are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. To mind ourselves, to mind our minds, to real eyes, the real eye that truly sees through every eye. To have an understanding and an understanding with the oneness of existence so that we are no longer supporting and participating in the subjugation, the domination, the usurpation, the devastation of other creatures, of other beings, of other nations, of other races. And because we are living in such an auspicious time where there are so many hearts and minds attending to the essence of themselves, consciously caring to come into greater degrees of peace and poise and potency and power and prosperity, and are loving and kind enough to share their realizations, their revelations, their epiphanies, and that which they think is the truth and that which they've come to know is truth. And for so many of us to have access to it, then let us partake fully of it. To be in that mindset where we are cultivating ourselves, investing in ourselves, consciously caring to be cleansed from years, from decades of accumulation, contraindication, saturation of chemicals, the nature of which is that they're colorless, odorless, tasteless, but they saturate and concentrate in fatty tissues, of which fruits and vegetables don't have fatty tissues. And so this whole move towards organic is great in terms of people really understanding that you should not poison the land, you should not poison chemicals, put chemicals into the soil when you're trying to grow food for people. But the nature of the whole system of food cultivation has taken such a turn for the worse, in the sense that we have to go come forward to a place and space where we are really reassessing what is truly vital and vitalizing for us, so that we are having an understanding of the absolute reality that we're breatharian first, that everyone has to breathe, and that when you cut off the air, when you are no longer able to breathe, whether it is because of the accumulation and the solidification of all of the mucus within the sinuses, or the permeation of the lungs and the bronchial tubes with so much mucus that has been accumulated over the years from all of the breakfast cereals that we had, and the eggs and the milk and the ice cream and the oatmeal for decades. And so we have to realize that our sinuses, our lungs, have to really be light, aerous, porous, and that smoking anything consistently over time damages the lungs, and the lungs are the organ of the spirit, the organs that are responsible for the respiriting of us. And so the value that we must begin to really increase for ourselves, for the functioning of our body temples, for respecting ourselves and our cells to the degree to which we are no longer complicit and complacent with our own cellular oppression, and that we're doing everything we possibly can to facilitate cellular liberation, so that the cells are being freed from the chemicals, they're being freed from the acids, being freed from the toxins, being freed from the mucus, being freed from the parasites and the organisms and the bacteria, the unhealthy bacteria that comes when we are consistently eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, and fish, when we've been smoking and drinking and doing things that literally have been killing us the entire time. It's just that because it doesn't kill you right away, then you feel like you can get away with it. But nobody gets away with anything, really. We all have to make correction. And that's how beautiful life is that when we realize that we have erred, when we realize we're going wrong, when we realize we've gone astray, when we really care to get up out the ditches and valleys of degradation, when we care to clean ourselves up, when we care to walk upright, when we care to really allow the moral fiber of ourselves and our high ethics and whatnot to be returned, to be restored, so that we are reconciled in the light of the truth of who we are as these points of the presence of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, when we care to really clear and cleanse these body temples so that the true spirit of the living gods and goddesses can be completely restored as the reality of who we are in this now moment, dwelling in this realm, completely immersed in nothing but infinity and eternity, to be in a mindset where our mind is set on being successful and triumphant and victorious in allowing and elevating the consciousness of ourselves and everyone that we touch, when we are caring to really anchor love within the very fabric of our being. And to know that because life is moving so quick, it matters that we're able to hold ourselves still, centered in the realm of eternity, in the now moment of eternity, so that we're not dwelling in the past, nor are we just dwelling in the future, but we are affirming and declaring the greatness of the now, and seeing ourselves whole now, seeing ourselves well now, seeing ourselves healed now, seeing ourselves prospering now, seeing and feeling the gratitude of being immersed in nothing but divinity, to see it as it actually is, and perfection being an inherent part of existence, where none of us are having to take responsibility for the rotation and flotation of the earth. We are not having to take responsibility for the blazing of the sun. We're not having to take responsibility for anything other than ourselves. And to abdicate that responsibility to those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and who are intent on making sure that our lives are being cut short and that of our lives we're spending ourselves, spewing ourselves, anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, and stupefying ourselves. And our doing that puts money in other people's pockets because there are products that they're selling and marketing to us that we have so much access to that literally undermines the wealth of who we are, robs us of the integrity of the treasures and the richness of our capacity for thought, robs us of our capacity for true love and true care and the sensibility to align ourselves, attune ourselves with that which is absolute. We are in a now moment that requires us to really care to raise completely up. We are in a now moment that requires us to really embrace the fullness, the limitlessness, the boundlessness of our capacity. As these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. To embrace the knowing, to activate a full faith and trust because of the salvation, because of the deliverance, because of the fullness of what we've already experienced, the gifts, the treasures, the relationships, the love, the heights, and the comebacks from having been brought low because of our own choices. And so the forgiveness, the releasing, the letting go is a necessity, the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the moving of things to come to a place where we're willing to let go of things. We're really consciously caring to keep things in circulation. But to devote our whole lives to things and to be more focused on acquiring things than being restored in the light of the truth of the ones that we actually are is not going to bring us into the light of being the ones that we actually are. So our prioritizing and knowing that there were certain things that we've been given through the different spiritual practices and books and scripts and doctrines and whatnot, that we are really so blessed to have had so many exalted and divine ones who've come and left so much of themselves and their thoughts. And to realize that each generation should become more potent than the previous one. Each generation should become a more idealized expression of the Creator's intention for itself through that lineage. That in this now moment, we have the right to be righted, to be corrected, to be lifted, to be loving and to be loved, and to understand the healing that that gives to us. And so often we find people who have been hurt and abused continue to perpetuate those same cycles of hurt and abuse without understanding how to correct it, how to heal it, how to cleanse from it. And the depth of desire that has to be cultivated within one, it may not happen unless they really get to a point where their back is up against the wall and they're all alone and they're immersed and steeped in the hurt and the pain and the shame and disdain of being so far out of the order of light, love, wisdom, and truth that they are saturating every fiber of their being with a wholehearted care and desire to change, to be freed from it. And so even if we have relationships with ones like that, we still have to forgive them, because the system of things in a culture that perpetuates sickness, illness, disease, and death through that which is deemed to be fun and carbonated beverages and sugar-laden garbage and all of these things that we think makes life fun while it robs us of the wealth of ourselves and ourselves. We have to be in a place where it matters to us as to how we will stand, how we will live, that we will love, that we will forgive, that we will release and let go in order to be in the flow of the more of every good thing. Knowing that whatever the situations and circumstances that are facing us in this now moment, that they are temporal, they are temporary. They will soon come to pass. And our care to be decisive as to how we will move and how we will address ourselves and how we will stand and how we will allow ourselves to be impacted, influenced by situations and circumstances that we've created, so that we are able to be greater. And to be in a mindset that dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, that constitutes the whole of existence itself, than to know that when we do nothing to undermine ourselves, everything can work towards our greater good. The issue for us is having the discipline, having the care, having the love enough, the conscientious enough to do nothing to undermine ourselves and ourselves, to do everything we possibly can to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, spirit, mind, emotions, psyche, body, and life. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.
Night Watch on 89.3 FM, WRFG, Atlanta.